Hello there. I'm Eddie Todd, the man, not the party. I'm running for mayor of Doncaster. I'm not with any political party. I'm a businessman.
Okay, so first question. Eddie, what do you think is the most pressing issue facing Doncaster? How are you going to plan to address that?
There's several pressing issues in Doncaster. The first one, I think, is helping the council and helping the councillors to turn the Doncaster into a business rather than a sponge for funding. I'm a businessman. I've lived in Doncaster all my life. I know lots of people in Doncaster. I know lots of the councillors. I know lots of the heads of the council. So with having a lot of experience in business, I've been looking at Doncaster from the outside looking in, and I can see a lot of mistakes that they've been making. So it's imperative that I get to work with all the parties and sort Doncaster out.
Next question, how are you going to improve education in the town?
Education in the town starts at the ground level, as I see it. They're not doing much at all with the kids from 8-year-old to 12, 13-year-old. It's imperative that they start introducing more outdoor pursuits and the scouts, police boys, the army cadets and things like that. The teachers, I think, are just sitting on the bums and not continuing to do what we did when we were young. And the kids end up not antisocial, but not socially integrated with the system of learning.
There's been a lot of talk about making sure there's enough opportunities for young people in Doncaster. How are you going to make sure that those opportunities are there?
All right. There's lots and lots of children that are leaving college and leaving school, and they're overqualified. They're trying to get a job. And the other day, some kids went to Fawn for a job. It was a motor dealer's job. There were 127 applicants for one job. And my job in Doncaster is to make jobs available, you know? Get investors to move back into Doncaster. Get investors to trust the council. At the moment, there's no trust with the council. And it needs someone like me that investors will trust and will go all the way and create jobs in Doncaster.
Okay, next, what are your views on HS2?
HS2 is what I call the East-West divide. The West of England want to get all the tourism and separate Doncaster from the tourism that's going into Manchester Airport and is going to go into the shipping canal via Liverpool. And Sheffield want to link up with the West of England and take all our trade. And I'm totally against HS2 unless it joins up with the King's Cross line, King's Cross Edinburgh line, and then we can have an interchange at Doncaster International Airport, Doncaster International Station, and HS2 can go west to the north of Doncaster, not to the south of Doncaster and miss Doncaster.
Okay, and finally, obviously councils are under increasing financial pressures these days. How are you going to make the most of the resources available to you?
Right. Doncaster Council has been persistently wasting money on consultants. When they get funding, they do a job and they waste half the money on scaffolding and preparing to do the job. When I get in, I'm going to get my A-team together. My A-team will do jobs immediately and they will not use all the funding. The funding will be set aside, the remaining funding from the job, because I'll save money on everything I do. And so the remaining funding will be used for what they call the black hole. And the black hole will be my black hole, and it'll help the homeless to get them off the streets and go into more into the college. The college was built 4 years ago and they're running out of facilities inside the college. So the excess from funding will be used on Doncaster people.